the door. Well, those around him criticize and flee. Okay, let's go ahead and get this show started here. We've got a couple different reports that we can get into tonight. I saw this strange article about the H1N1 vaccine being available in a new Pepsi product. Yes, they're marketing the H1N1 vaccine in Pepsi. So many different things we can talk about tonight. We will not make any of the callers wait, though. Lynn in Washington has called in. Hello.
Been a long time since I've talked to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. We're still on the air, at least. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'll tell you what, you've really stepped up your game now that you've taken Saturday nights, and I really enjoy Freeman and then you.
Well, that's good. I like Freeman, and it's good to be on this time slot. And I don't know what the future holds in terms of doing more shows. I was going to mention this tonight, looking at the options for doing a daily show again, and I'm thinking about whether I'm willing to do that or not, whether I've got the energy for that or not. The right time of the day is important. So at some point, when some slots become available on the right network, I might go for that.
Well, maybe I can help you do a little bit of the research that you can put on your program.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, meanwhile. Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, meanwhile, you know, I find it really odd. We're listening to the weather all over the country, and it's wild and wicked. And here in Washington, where I'm living, it is odd because everything is starting to bud out. Crocuses are up. This is February. So when we get a freeze, and I'm sure we probably will end up getting a freeze, it's going to really screw things up. But meanwhile, we have had some of the most awesome days. And then the chemtrails come by and all the clouds gather up and then we get strange winds and we get rain at night. But during the day, we've had some kind of spectacular spring days.
Now, we have gotten a little bit of that in Oregon, but it's still, for the most part, really rainy and really gray. But I've heard about what you're saying, and it's not just in your state. It's in a lot of different places. Do you think we should at least attempt to grow some things earlier this year? I know there might be another frost coming. There will be a frost, of course, but, you know, with changing in the weather patterns, you would think that we would start changing some of our growing patterns.
Well, it might be that we're all going to have to adapt to a whole lot of different things, so it might be worth a try.
I wonder what we would try. We're definitely trying to plant some things earlier this year if we have more, obviously, lettuce. This is the time, by the way, to start with those root vegetables. I'm not a master gardener at all, barely an amateur, but root vegetables, I guess this is the time to get on that. Carrots, potatoes, beets, garlic, things like that.
And maybe invest in a little bit of plastic so if it does freeze, you can cover them up. But it's sounding, or at least a feeling to me, like we're going to escape that for whatever odd reason. That's also going to bring on other problems. People are going to have to worry about, hey, the fleece population isn't killed off this year. So we're going to probably have to worry about our pets a little earlier this year, that kind of thing. But with some common sense, we can adapt.
Mm-hmm. And then we're sitting here trying to figure out what's natural and what's
really.
And I don't think carp is causing everything, but obviously there's a lot of suspicion now, especially with Haiti and some of the other major disasters. And so our jobs are certainly not easy. We've got to become certainly very, very much aware of what's technologically possible, but also realistic about things that might be natural.
Well, I'll tell you what I think I heard on Freeman's show, which was actually last week's show, but there was definitely a preparation for Haiti before Haiti happened.
Yes.
And a lot of other earthquakes that got totally non-reported. So there's some things that are going on that I don't think that being a conspiracy theorist is anywhere in the ball game. I think that critically thinking is the key, and if people start really looking, and if they would just look at some national news or global news instead of the television, they would have their eyes opened.
Yeah, I think so too. Certainly, there's a lot of stuff that I try to inform people about, and a lot of us get those knee-jerk reactions where we're asked in a caustic way, many of us, where do we get our information? We try to explain to people that stories are crafted a certain way on the mainstream media, which is run by the military, industrial, and pharmaceutical industrial complex, and they just don't get it, that there are ways that you can find out what's going on. There are websites out there that we can recommend. There's not a lot of advertisements, not a lot of pop-up ads, just straight news. BlacklistNews.com is a website I like to go to when I'm looking for something that's up to date with what's going on in the world. And so it definitely requires a willingness on their part to seek those answers. And a lot of them aren't seeking those answers, but they claim that they are, that they're educated. And I get a lot of that in Portland, which is definitely Obama land, as you know.
Exactly. And I have had a friend recently say, well, you know, you can get all kinds of crap and stuff on the computer. And I said, you know what? If you look around and if you're a critical thinker, after a while, you'll get to know who's telling the truth and who's not. Who's got the track record?
Right. Well, we got a break coming up. Anything?
Who's been right all along?
You have
no,
to
I just want to say.
Okay.
I'm an old lady, and I really appreciate you, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much, and it was good to hear from you again, and it was good to hear from a lot of people that called in last week. Okay, we have a break coming up, then we'll go to the next phone call, but hopefully we can keep doing what we're doing for longer than what we think. But certainly from the way the news looks right now, there's some events coming that will be staged to cause the death of the internet as we know it now. And so these are certainly times that are changing very, very quickly and rapidly, going in all different types of directions. So we certainly have to keep our grounding, but also be aware of what's going on. All right, with that, I'm going to pause, take a break, and then we will come back and go to that phone call. Stay tuned. That is the number to call. We lost our phone call that was waiting on hold there, but we have open lines for the next caller that would like to join the conversation. So a lot of reports that are talking about the internet right now. Most of you have heard about this whole thing with the UN about them calling for people to have licenses to have a website. Okay, so this is coming on multiple fronts. Access TV is also being attacked on multiple fronts. I talked about some of that stuff last week, how my own personal soapbox, the one that a lot of you found me on, that didn't find me outside of Oracle, found the TV show that I started doing 5 years ago at an Access Community Center, which I'm still doing. It's just not live anymore because they're slashing some of the available days. But the writing is on the wall at that particular facility that I've been using for, you know, 5+ years now. I actually came there in 2004, so about 6 when I started taking the classes and getting certified to use the equipment so I can produce a show. But there's a lot of changes coming fast to that on that front because they're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Might even be close to a whole million that's been cut. The city is cutting the budget. And I suppose at least it's not as bad as some other cities. You know, when I look on YouTube.com and I type in Access TV in quotes and funding quotes, you know, give you some tips on searching for certain things on YouTube or Google, a lot of videos pop up. Tucson's been shut down. Los Angeles Access has been shut down. Seattle, Scan TV, they've been facing problems for a long, long time. And I know I'm speaking Swahili to some of you that just watch, and I'm not being mean, I'm just being practical. I realize a lot of people don't know what Access TV is. or they get it confused with public broadcasting. And it's important to understand that there's a lot of different mediums out there for us to use instead of just the Internet. And sometimes it's better to have a platform like Access TV because you're hitting people on the local level that might not normally go to a website like this. Most of you are somewhat aware or somewhat interested in the content. That's why you're listening to Alex Hanser and Oracle Broadcasting on Saturday nights. You're in a different category than the channel surfer, the mindless drone, the person that's drooling all over themselves with their hand in a bag of Frito-Lay potato chips and their other hand holding a nice cold, or warm maybe, Pabst Blue Ribbon, straight from Wisconsin. This is a big PBR town, by the way. Sometimes I think they should change the airport code from PDX to PBR. It would be a little bit more reflective of the community's alcoholic drink of choice. But to get us back on topic here, it's important to understand that there are platforms out there that have existed for some years now where documentaries, oh, I don't know, about 9/11 have played. Oh, I don't know, Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. And what happens is, people are watching things like Access TV in Portland, Oregon, and people like my friend Emily, who was laid off a couple weeks ago, for years would play content that the community cared about, whether it be from the left or the right, whether they care about what's going on in the war, they care about, you know, all these dolphins that are getting killed. She played videos about it all, genetically modified food, the whole thing. I mean, and there's so many documentaries that are out there that most people haven't seen. Sometimes it takes something like Access TV for them to see it. I mean, it's just amazing how many people don't even get online to go to my website or, you know, discover the fact that, hey, I'm trying to stick with the times and be with the 21st century. I do put the show on YouTube, youtube.com/AlexHansery. And so there are so many avenues for us to get the word out. We have to utilize those avenues, and we have to protect them when they are in danger. Now, Comcast and NBC have merged. Okay, this is bad. This is very bad. How do you think it feels for me to be talking about freedom, this, that, and the other, all these different ideas, but I have to use Comcast to get on the Internet in the first place to even talk with any of you? That really, really sucks. We all know our hands are tied to a certain degree. We all know sometimes we have to do a little dance with the devil just to get our word out there. Giving a corporation like Comcast cable and Internet money makes me sick because they're trying to destroy Access TV and free speech as we know it. They're going for a total takeover of the channels, and they want to get rid of the franchise agreement in Portland, Oregon. They already have successfully done that in other major cities. It's just so easy for people to... There's a reason why I named the show what I named it. There's so many ways people stay in the box and don't realize that what's happening to us is happening to other people out there. You think with all these things going down at Access TV, their website, by the way, is pcmtv.org, you think they're starting to look at the big picture of what's going on, why we're even in this mess, economically, that is, fiscally, financially? No, they're not. There's still a lot of Kool-Aid drinkers out there of the sort that you know what I'm talking about that aren't able to see it yet. They still have a little bit of hope that Master is going to take real good care of them. Yeah. And it's sad. Now, I do have a new video up besides just the new show, the regular show that I'm doing on a weekly basis. It's a Mail in the Street segment. If you go to youtube.com/AlexHansery and you scroll down to outside the box number 235 and you click on part 4, there's 6 parts. I'm going to start putting each weekly TV show that I do in the studio. I'm actually shooting one tomorrow night. I'm going to put it up in 6 parts. So I'll keep putting it up on Blip TV, but I'll also put it up on YouTube so it's easy to access and easy to share. If you go to OTB 235 and you click on part 4, I'm on Hawthorne Boulevard. And there's very little editing, very little cut out. I just had to cut things out by time, and it is in order. It's not like a Mark Dice Man on the Street video. It's very different. And I think, and I'm not attacking him here, I'm just being bluntly honest, because I think we should. He's editing everybody to look totally retarded, And I know there's a lot of retarded, near retarded people that are drooling all over themselves out there. But not everybody is totally brain dead. And I got a lot of people to open up and talk about how they felt. In fact, some people want to keep talking, but I only had a half an hour. And so if you want to watch that, go ahead and click on Out of the Box number 235, Part 4. And so there's about 30 minutes. And I actually talked to one African-American gentleman who talked to us for about 10 minutes, but I had to cut that down to about 5 minutes for time. Otherwise, the whole thing would have been 2 hours. And so, you know, for those of you with a camera out there, if you want to get active and you don't have your own show, you can do your own little man on the street segment. You just walk up and politely say, you know, I'm doing a special for my YouTube channel, and I want to get your thoughts on whether you see any change in the direction of this country. And do a real poll. Don't listen to guys like me on the air, any alternative talk show host. Find out for yourself. It might be different in your own hometown. But I think if we just keep saying everybody's friggin' retarded, that's pretty negative. And we're not going to make any friends that way. I mean, we know that they're mentally challenged to a certain degree, voting for tyranny over and over and over again because it smells at them good and kisses them on the ear, a little foreplay before they get screwed. But still, you know, inside every Obama zombie, it's a liberty-loving patriot just waiting to get out. They're just in the closet. And we have to help them come out of the closet, if you will, and embrace freedom and embrace this fight against the New World Order. They just don't know what's going on yet, but at one point in the near future, there won't be able to hide anymore. All right, we have a break coming up, 866-841-1065. Total, complete, full, open lines.
To the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Now, Sarah Palin certainly is in the news again, big time. And if there's one person out there that's a fan of Sarah Palin, I encourage you to call into the show at 866-841-1065. If there's anybody out there that listens to Alex Hansery that actually is a fan of Sarah Palin, I'd like to hear why you think she's for real. It appears to me that... and others, that she's a plant, that's an understatement, duh, but that she is convincing a lot of people that she is for real. Victoria Taft has a talk show in Portland, Oregon, and I don't know why someone that listens to my show would be listening to Victoria Taft, but he emailed me to let me know that we should be all emailing the station that she's on. And it is good to use our voice as our weapon of choice and make those emails when we hear things that are messed up on the air, when a host is spreading disinformation and she's blaming the 9/11 truth movement. Victoria Taft is a neocon talk show host here in Portland for the problems that the Tea Party has faced. We're seeing more and more infiltration every single day, every single week, of the Tea Party movement, which was started really by the grassroots, and it's turned into this Fox News little thing they've got going on, trying to convince people that they care about the people, and they care about issues that affect us all, on and on it goes. We're seeing Sarah Palin in the news endorsing Rand Paul. and I'd like to get your thoughts on that. What's going on here? Sarah Palin is supporting Rand Paul, but then again, I'm hearing from others that Rand Paul isn't really what he appears to be, and there's even some concerns with Ron Paul. Now, I'd like to hear if this is true or not, if someone could set the record straight. There's some people out there, I believe John Bush was at the Austin gun rally, had made some points a couple weeks ago about Ron Paul supporting someone that voted for the war. And so there's just a lot of shenanigans being played out, and we see this every couple of years. The pendulum swings back and forth. For those of you that know what's going on and know what the New World Order means, you know what's taking place. But if you're someone out there that buys the Palin Kool-Aid, I'd like to please call in. I beg of you. I'm seriously begging you. And set the record straight. That would be very, very interesting. But before I go any further and talk any more about that subject, I believe we have Brian in Arizona who has called in. Thank you for your call.
You know, in the beginning I didn't think so, but the more I see a Ron Paul and his cheesy son, I think they're both operatives that are paid off. I mean, I talked to Rand Paul on the phone, and I said, you'll never get my vote until you can answer this question to my satisfaction. Was 9/11 an inside job? He totally skirted the question, just like his lousy father. I think they're both frauds and cons and charlatans, and there's nothing worse than pretending to be on the side of the people and denying that 9/11 was a total, total inside job.
Well,
they're
Brian,
losers,
I'm not waiting for any politician, and never have been, to save me, and I've never been one to go in there and say it all comes down to voting for a politician. Never. And it's because of some of those issues, like 9/11. Unless it's addressed on a large scale, unless we make sure we don't forget what really happened, what's going to stop another 9/11 from taking place? And as you know, lots of big, big concern for this upcoming year in terms of the area of false flags, the potential for false flags in this country. Right now, by the way, the focus is on Vancouver.
Yeah, you know what? There's always the boogeyman. Just like Russia was the boogeyman in the Cold War, Ron Paul had the ultimate platform in the debates to come out and say, not yes, but hell yes, 9/11 was an inside job, and the American public is stupid to believe that 19 people from Saudi Arabia did this, and we went in and invaded Saddam Hussein's country as a result. But he patsied around the question and said it was blowback. He out and out lied. I have no respect for the man, no respect for his loser son, and I like Sarah Palin because she has that slutty flight attendant look. That's about the only thing I like about her.
Well, they did say, and she is more favorable among men than women, and I think definitely is the way that she looks. It's about the way that she looks and the way that she talks, and she definitely comes across as that perfect little conservative wife type of character that was, yeah. Well, I know you're upset about this whole situation. Brian, anything else on your mind? With other things also going on in the news?
What, did you see the dialogue between her and that guy Charlie from CBS or
no,
whatever?
No, because I don't watch stuff because it's dangerous to my mind. There's so much news going on up there that requires my attention that I won't give it the time of day because it's not worth it. And I don't feel the need to psychoanalyze every debate that happens, because a lot of it is a distraction from the larger issues, and that's the answer why, but no.
Yeah. The whole media, and by the way, I'm boycotting the Super Bowl. I will not be watching it.
Good job.
All your listeners, absolutely boycott the Super Bowl and the mindless zombie-like TV of $2 million overpaid black men playing in the Super Bowl. It's ridiculous.
And I think they should go out and take real martial arts classes instead of watching the UFC. If they want to do that and they want to fight, They should get a good fight club, a healthy one together, where they work on techniques and they work on skills and they spar. At the same time, they should boycott drunken barrooms, watching, sitting down, drilling all over yourself, watching the UFC. That should also go hand in hand.
Absolutely. No football for me. I refuse to watch it. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brian, for your call. And, Mark Dice is someone that made a video about that, saying the Super Bowl has been canceled, and that attracted the attention of a lot of people. Just by the mere way that he tagged his YouTube video, headline says, Super Bowl has been canceled. And then it attracts lots of viewers, and the mainstream media has him on to talk about some of his ideas. But despite what you might think about Mark Dice, or what I might think about Mark Dice and how he, it still was an entertaining video, and glad the word got out there. But, yeah, here we are. Here we are one day before the Super Bowl, national holiday. Yes, it's a national holiday, and people wonder why things are the way that they are. Anyway, now there's something that somebody else emailed me about recently. I mentioned something about the Pepsi and the H1N1. I'm going to go ahead and read this. I'm going to try to cover a couple different pieces of news. Some of the headlines are a little bit wacky. This is one of them. Pepsi with H1N1 flavoring now available at Walgreens. This is from The Consumerist. It reads that first there was Pepsi Vanilla, then there was Pepsi Lime. Sounds like a description of some of our political leaders. You know, there's Coke and Pepsi. Sometimes there's Cherry Pepsi and Vanilla Pepsi. Obama is his own brand. Now, exclusively at Walgreens, the article reads, you can get the latest special flavor of Pepsi, Pepsi H1N1. It is also available in frozen pizza, buffalo wing, and ice cream form. Fortunately, if you're not infected yet, Coke bottles offer the vaccine. Yes, as if their outdoor billboards advertising H1N1 now available weren't confusing enough. They've now apparently printed up stickers and started slapping them on every surface in the store with no sense whatsoever how this can be just a little bit insane. Well, that is the editorial that has been written by the Consumerist, and I believe what I'm reading here is a total joke. The article that I clicked on from BlackNewsNews.com. There is no actual H1N1 in the actual drink itself. Just a correction here. I clicked on this on blacklistednews.com thinking it was a real news article. The whole thing was a joke. Activists are going out there with stickers, big yellow stickers, saying H1N1 available here, and they are actually putting it on the food itself. And so this is more comical than anything else, but hopefully gets people to think. At a time, by the way, in our nation's history where more and more people are starting to wake up to the dangers also of corn syrup that's in many of the food items in the mainstream supermarkets. There's a big awakening for that. Taking place right now. 866-841-1065. Open lines. Back in a few.
Life's the same, except for my shoes. Life's the same, you shake. and I travel out like sin is all inside.
Anyway, there are some interesting pictures of empty store shelves in the Washington, D.C. area. Again, massive snowstorm there. We're looking at 20 inches over the course of about a day or two. Really intense stuff. About a month ago, I myself was caught in a snowstorm. My 85 Toyota truck, it still has some sort of a problem with it. It's possible the head gasket is blown, but I figured out how to get it to keep driving in the meantime. But when it decided, one of the hoses, to blow, it was when the snow hit. And so I was pretty much stuck downtown for about 8 hours. And that was pretty scary. That was frustrating. That was a difficult situation. To have to walk all the way back home, but what do we do in a real crisis? That was nothing. That was challenging, but that was really just a little bit of snow. The reality is a lot of people aren't ready for 12 inches or 6 inches to come at them all at once in a matter of hours, and we got a lot of snow in a short amount of time. And the reality is the weather is changing dramatically. Not only that, there are more earthquakes taking place now. Some of them may be induced by a HARP. There's a lot of people concerned about that. But I don't think that just because those things exist, it doesn't mean that there aren't still going to be natural big ones that take place every now and then. And I think that there is actual evidence, yes, there is, that earthquakes, big earthquakes, have taken place in the past before HARP was even invented or talked about by anyone. And so the question is, figuring things out for ourselves, what's what? What is man-made? And what is natural? So there are more earthquakes. There was another one in California a couple days ago. Let me go get that report right now. It was about a 5.9 or a 6. And there was also one a couple weeks prior to that that was as far away as Oregon. There's also another earthquake in China, but not as large as the last big one that hit China. There's also an earthquake in Argentina. There are also more reports of volcanic activity. Yellowstone National Park, they've had several thousand small earthquakes. In just the span of a couple of weeks. And then again, there's more focus now on the Cascadia subduction zone, the area that I live in, and the next big earthquake, it's only a matter of time. It's been 310 years. It was in the year 1700, when we got the last tsunami on the west coast of the United States. So what is our government really getting prepared for in the future? Come 2012 or what have you, what do they know that we don't know? What does NASA know that we don't know about the sun? They're letting us know a certain amount of information pertaining to solar flares and solar cycles. levels and the level of intensity of this cycle that they're expecting to peak around 2012-2013 and how they believe that will affect our grid. It's connecting a lot of dots for a lot of us now. But then some people are also speculating that NASA's making the whole thing up and that they're going to use HAARP on us on 2012. And even though NASA is full of a lot of corrupt scientists, we know about the origins of NASA and how some of the former Nazi Party members, former Nazi scientists, rocket propulsion scientists, went to work for NASA, helped get it started up. NASA, also known as Never a Straight Answer. We know about this, but just because this is a reality, is all the information we're getting. Bunk. Especially when some of the information about the sun and solar cycles and its effect on communication satellites isn't all coming from NASA. Some of it's coming from some other universities and from some other outside studies. And some of it's taking place in Russia. And some of it's coming from the European Space Agency. So there's a lot of concern on a global level as to what is coming our direction in the future. And I think it's important to have an open mind and to understand that, you know, there's more information coming out every day. We're going to have to learn to do our own research. And with that, let's go back and cover some other headlines. Open lines tonight at 866-841-1065. Veiled threats directed against Russia. U.S. expands missile shield into Black Sea. And we talked about some of these things last week. And so there's a lot of tension right now. A lot of movements being made. There's a larger naval presence in the waters outside Iran at this time. And the United States has embarked on a huge astronomical weapons deal with Taiwan, $6.4 billion, in an arms deal, Patriot missiles. That's what we're selling to Taiwan. China is enraged. They have kicked Google out of their country. Meanwhile, in our country, people are hungrier. U.S. food set even higher record of 32.8 million. I had to get on food stamps last week. I had no choice. I suppose I could just get even more in the red in my bank account, which already has made its way to check systems. I stopped asking for donations on the show because I do understand we are all totally broke and you have absolutely nothing to give or to donate for the program. I understand. We're all in this situation together. And so it wasn't easy for me to do that, but, you know, I made the point of telling my, I guess they call it your caseworker or whatever. They were really entertained by my presence. I handed them one of my cards that takes them to my show and let them know I've been talking about this stuff for some years. Now, there are some of us out there that are facing hard times but are doing something with our spare time for our community by trying to provide alternative information about what's going on, and that's what I've been doing the last couple of years. And as poor as I get and as challenging as things might get, I don't plan to be going away because I'm doing what comes natural to me. And as long as I can put words together that form sentences, and as long as I can put sentences together that form paragraphs, I'm going to be talking about this stuff that a lot of people don't want to talk about and that a lot of people don't want to face. And I also want to spend more time building up my global audience, those of you that listen outside of Portland, people like Lynn in Washington, people like some of the fans in the UK that email me every week, you know, when I talk about some of these things that are challenging us Oregonians here on the west coast of the United States. It's always good and warming to my heart to hear from people outside of my city. Sometimes I certainly think there's more support on a global scale in terms of the audience than on the local level. Genetically engineered life forms. And the name of the documentary is called Silent Forest. I believe it's in 5 parts or 6 parts. And what we're talking about here is this open plan. Again, as we get poor here in the country, we see this frightening, disgusting, hideous, some say almost biblical, rise of biotech, which seeks to own life itself. Forms of life, they are creating particular strains of seed and food. It's a frightening thing. Here's another one. Pentagon looks to breed immortal synthetic organisms, and this deals with DARPA. There's lots of also articles about the super soldiers. But what I'm getting at is the future is here. And we're just so bombarded with so many negative pieces of news that a lot of people aren't realizing that a lot of stuff isn't way out there. It's happening now. That's why a lot of us are getting very edgy right now. We're looking around going, all the stuff that we've been talking about for years, this year, many things are manifesting. And we're very concerned about that. So they're going to take a whole chunk of the Southeast in the United States and create their own GMO tree forest. This is frightening. You know, they say spirits live in the forest. I wonder what kind of demonic spirits will be hanging around trees like that. Certainly, that's not a tree you want to hug. But, I don't know. It's, we're talking about trees that are, that have the built-in insecticide. Nothing will be able to live in that tree. No squirrels or things of that nature. They're all going to get sick. It's literally going to wage war on the ecosystem. How is this okay? How is someone not seeing the scientists work on this project? How are they not seeing the potential long-term consequences of a program like this? With the spreading of the pollen and the devastating consequences that will follow. It's like no one's at the door. Well, someone is at the door, but the problem is they have an evil agenda. I don't know. I just don't know how far or how weird this is going to get. I guess we're going to be around to see it, aren't we? Unless there is this big shift in consciousness or something big happens to the planet. Wow. What a future, eh? What a future. 866-841-1065. Back in a few minutes. Now, there is this report from the Oregonian, the big paper in Portland, Oregon. Well, all throughout the Northwest, really. But it's one of the main papers here. It's owned by the Hearst Corporation. And sometimes they cover some interesting pieces of news, some interesting stories that are local. But certainly they've scaled back quite a bit in terms of their local reporting. A lot of cutbacks on that front as well. But there's this one headline that caught my eye. I'm going to read the headline now. Classroom confrontation on PSU campus, that's actually where my parents met, back in 1977 in German class, leaves professor in limbo and students concerned. And the report reads that a bizarre blow-up between a professor and a student in a Portland State University classroom recently has sent ripples of concern and curiosity throughout the campus. It has also prompted the student, openly accused by the professor, of being an FBI informant and a killer to hire a prominent local civil rights attorney. And the university is launching an investigation into the professor. I have no clue what's going on here or if there's any rationale to the professor's behavior. This certainly is a climate of extreme paranoia and concern about COINTELPRO agents in our midst. But when you look further into the report, there are other students that have claimed that this particular student that was accused of being an FBI agent, I'm scaling down here, I'm looking down into the report, a student in his class noted concerns about his behavior. He said at a winter term economics department party in December, the student accused of being an FBI informant told a campus activist how to make a particular explosive cocktail. He also offered to the student to act as a middleman to help students buy military-style rifles, AR-15s or AK-47s, through a gun dealer that he knew in Washington, and that he had access to machine guns. The student frequently told stories about his confrontations involving guns and had been seen carrying guns on campus. Now, to me, that doesn't make someone a criminal, talking about guns or carrying guns on campus. But it is very suspicious in this particular era of time when people talk like this, and I don't know if this is the sole reason that concerned the professor. You know, in a report like this, there's limited information as to what's really going on, but this is something that's in the news. Now, if there's anyone out there that goes to Portland State, I know every now and then there are some people listening locally that go to Portland State or are familiar with things happening there. 866-841-1065 if you have any information on this particular front. There's lots of stories, lots of stuff that happens in Portland that I don't necessarily have the time to read on the air. You know, it's a larger audience. And some of these stories are relevant to a certain degree to the audience because it reflects things that are going on in your town, but a lot of towns are facing a lot of heavy stuff. There's also a lot of stories coming out this week about another guy that was shot by the police, and you can't help but be a little bit numb to it. You hear so many stories about police brutality, especially when our problems now are far larger than some of the stuff we've been talking about for years, and we had the luxury to just talk about the police state and the surveillance society. Now with the things taking place economically, it's hitting very, very much close to home. It's right at our door for a lot of us. And so it's like living in a episode of the Twilight Zone, one that some of us can't seem to get out of. It's very bizarre. And so that's the report there. The headline, again, if you want to take a look at it, is classroom confrontation on Portland State campus leaves professor in limbo and students concerned. If he actually is an FBI agent, we might see definitely a witch hunt, political lynching, if you will, of this particular professor. We've seen many examples being made out of professors that have questioned the status quo. Certainly many professors out there that have questioned the government's official conspiracy theory on 9/11. In just about every case, they're pushed out of the universities on one level or another. And so just because the Oregonian is talking about this guy's civil rights lawyer and whatnot and things of that nature, you know, we just don't really know what's going on. Let's go back to Sarah Palin, though, and cover some other stories as well. So Sarah Palin has endorsed Rand Paul, and this is causing many people to, you know, ask a lot of questions. On the other front, it's kind of sad. It's leading some people to think that Sarah Palin is for real and, you know, she represents the people. You know, I've got nothing against people with a Don't Tread on Me flag if they're willing to talk about the crimes of George W. Bush, if they're willing to take a look at the fake left-right paradigm. But for those that aren't, just remind them, those that are still stuck on Fox News, that are still watching Glenn Beck, that they're letting them tread right over them if they're still watching the mainstream media and getting their information about the Tea Party from Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or Fox News. Absolutely, they're letting these bastards, these fakes, crap, literally, all over them and lead them astray. So a lot of these people don't know anything about what it means to be free, to stand up and say, don't tread on me, don't walk on me, don't lie to me, don't try to suck me into your fake left-right paradigm. I want outside this box, I want the truth, and I'm not just going to follow another Pied Piper because they're speaking out against Obama. There's just so much of this stuff staged. And it even looks like Scott Brown, who recently got elected in Massachusetts, that he is, I believe, the 8th or the 10th cousin of Barack Hussein Obama. You know, a lot of people think, well, we're all interrelated, and we're all related to the president. We're all 8th cousins of the president. No, we're not. No, we're not all 8th, 9th cousins to Brad Pitt and George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and Barack Obama. We're not. They are. And for whatever reason, they're still in power. All right, we'll be back in a few. We'll cover some other headlines. 866-841-1065. 45 minutes to go on this live Saturday night broadcast of Outside the Box on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
The robots, and that's what it looks like. A lot of robots trying to reach out and shake them and see who's not a robot. So remember to bookmark the YouTube channel, youtube.com/AlexAnsery, for some of the video reports that I do. And I find that when I'm driving or when I'm walking now, I try to be extra aware of my surroundings, to be as mindful as I can, to be as alert as I can. I'm very concerned when I drive, when I look at the way others are driving or walking. They're not making eye contact. They're not looking up. They're looking down. They're looking somewhere. They have this foggy look in their eyes, like they're there, but they're not there. Know what I mean? Know what I'm trying to convey to you? This sense of nervousness around some of these unaware people. There's defensive driving. There's also defensive walking. People that walk without even realizing that they're bumping into you or they're not just aware of their surroundings. Then, of course, there are the people that are just racing to get somewhere. And a lot of people aren't working at this time, and you can't help but wonder, why are you in a friggin' hurry? They're not in a friggin' hurry, but what they are is conditioned to live their lives out in this rat race, constantly competing with their peers, constantly trying to get a leg up, constantly trying to get ahead. It's not necessary for them to necessarily get ahead in traffic. We might get to the destination at the same exact time. I mean, you know what that's like when someone's speeding up to get up to a light only to have it turn red. to look over at the left or the right and almost kind of smile at that person going, you see how unnecessary all that was? That childish behavior, cutting people off, the road rage, the middle finger, there's all these attitudes. And women definitely seem to be more masculine now as they drive around real angry and go, 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 and no smiles, and no, hi, how you doing? Just get out of my way or I'm going to drive right over you. So definitely be very aware when you're driving because other people aren't being aware. Never assume someone's going to see you when you're crossing the street. That's another thing. Sometimes the case is not of the drivers, but pedestrians. Portland's big on lots of different things. Biking's one of them, but sometimes it gets ridiculous to the point where people walk out or bike out in the middle of traffic without even looking to the left or looking to the right, just simply like walking out in the middle of the street. And you can be right, but you can be dead right. And it's just so amazing how careless people are with their own lives. And so I'm always kind of trying to bring this home to make it full circle. If people aren't able to safely cross the street, and yes, a lot of these people are dressed totally in black, goth black, as they cross the street, unaware of how invisible they are to traffic in the middle of the night. People that aren't aware of cars coming towards them or don't care aren't going to be really aware of the crimes that Obama's engaged in, or Bush for that matter. There's a lot of people that think they're anti-Bush that really know nothing about Bush and his potential involvement in September 11th, 2001. They know nothing about Bush's crimes. They don't even do their own tie-dye t-shirt any justice. The level of apathy in this city is so bad. We're very inactive. Sometimes I wish I had the money to go to travel to Austin, Texas, and be with some other people that have a little bit more energy to do things. I think it's the sun. There's more sun access to it down south and also in other parts of Oregon. But lots of really cloudy, sunless days definitely take their toll on people in Portland, Oregon. And so there's a lot of people out there that agree with me and agree with my analysis of things and where the country is going. They lack the will. They lack the passion. They lack the drive to even attempt to take action on the most basic of levels, whether it be political action or action in terms of, hey, let's establish some real community. Let's come together, and I talk about this all the time. You know where I'm going with this. And so it's a sad state of affairs, so I feel like I'm waiting for something. What it is that I'm waiting for, I really just don't know. I think it's the sun. I think it's spring. I'm convinced that I do believe it's an excuse, this whole seasonal, affective disorder. SAD is what they call it. They actually market certain lights here in the Northwest for people that are get very depressed when there's an... You know, I definitely am physically less active. I know that I go back to the gym usually and try to quit smoking and start running again and things of that nature once March, and especially when April comes around. I was just like a juggernaut of energy last April at this time and going all the way until August. And I kind of fell off the wagon in terms of getting exercise on a daily basis. Also, I had to move around a lot. But that caused some complications. But definitely, I'm definitely off track now. But it's just food for thought. Some of these things that I've observed as I've lived in the city for some time. I also want to mention that we've been meeting at It's a Beautiful Pizza every Wednesday. So I do the TV show. I do the online radio show. And I also do the meetup group. And we were doing it at It's a Beautiful Pizza for a couple of weeks. And the same week that a good friend of mine got fired from PCM that worked there for 10 years, that played, as I mentioned in the first hour, a lot of quality shows, documentaries about 9/11 and issues about genetically modified food and protest footage. You know, she played a lot of stuff that the audience really cared about. Same week that my show got canceled, Beautiful Pizza got sold. And so in my own life, for whatever reason, and I do believe everything happens for a reason, things are in upheaval. It just makes things a little bit more uncomfortable not having, enough to pay the rent and any jobs available. There's going to be more jobs leaving Oregon in the near future with the passing of 66 and 67. It's going to cost businesses a lot more to operate. They're denying that's the case, but we're going to find out in just a short span of time, won't we? But again, a lot of the Kool-Aid drinkers out there that think that the Democrats in office here in Oregon, and the Republicans are fake too, but for those that think that they're there to save them and go after corporations, they are very, very wrong and very, very misinformed. But because of the economic problems and whatnot that are so widespread, you can really feel that sad energy when you walk into a place like the grocery store. And I feel it every time, like a shot to the heart chakra. Every time I walk into the grocery store, you can just feel, like, vibrationally where the people are at, the body language, the facial expressions. Definitely, it's a time where we have to be there for our fellow men and women and kind of hopefully try to point them towards the light. A lot of them are just stuck in the darkness. They're not aware that there's another way. There's another way of looking at reality, of experiencing our reality, even if we're dirt poor. If we can come together and put our personalities aside and our egos aside, we're very, very powerful. A lot of the people, even the conspiracy world, or even the people that frequent the chat rooms over at Oracle, are only there for one purpose: to put down other people, to fight and wage war over ideas instead of come together on the things that we agree on. So the problem isn't really just the New World Order. It's ourselves and our own ego, and in many cases, anger, personalities. You catch my drift. Back in a few. Just don't let it happen to you.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
All right, welcome back. By the way, the email is alex_ansary@hotmail.com. I know I don't mention that enough. alex_ansary@hotmail.com. There's another radio network out there because I need to start doing daily shows, and Oracle is pretty full up at this time. And so I'm looking at some other options outside of Oracle where the time does exist. And so if you have some suggestions, certainly get a hold of me ASAP, like tonight, or whenever you catch a show in the archives. Liberty News Radio does want me to do a show. It would be 6 o'clock my time, 8 o'clock Central. And I'm just trying to get an idea on whether that would be the right thing or not. You know, some people are saying that that is a white nationalist radio network because of some of their flagship programs that they have and some of the things they're saying. It is definitely on the religious end, definitely on the white pride end. I think for some of the shows, the question is, should that bother me, what other people say on their shows, or should I just work on my own thing? Or could it be a very bad thing to be associated with Liberty News Radio? And if you know anything about Liberty News Radio, feel free to call in at 866-841-1065. But I want to make sure that it's fairly clean of unnecessary dirt. You know what I mean? There's a lot of dirt on a lot of networks and a lot of history with infighting and things of that nature being the sole focus of why they're on the radio. Not necessarily COINTELPRO operatives, but people that generally spend all their time attacking other people without going, hey, you know, instead of just attack other people for this, that, and the other, I'll make a film and I'll explain the thing that I'm talking about coherently. Coherently. But the email is alex_ansary@hotmail.com, if you can hear my voice. I want to pass along any information. With that, let's go ahead and go back to some of the news. Again, U.S. food stamps set even higher record of $32.8 million, just to say this real quick. So people ought to think about what they're going to do when these things run out. And I know that I sound repetitive. I feel, listening to myself on the playback tape, that it's repetitive information, but we're still not any more prepared, a lot of us, than we were last year. In fact, a lot of us have a lot less capital to work with to get stored food, to get seeds, to maybe make an investment with some others to secure something outside of the grid in case of a big disaster that makes the city pretty much unlivable. And what factors are there that exist that might be headed our way? We know about the potential for earthquakes that can, here in the Northwest, devastate bridges and whatnot. There's the economy and things getting worse, and the fact of the matter is there's going to be more thefts eventually. There already are more break-ins. There's a lot more stories I'm reading, even on the local level. But crime is not fully skyrocketing yet, and hopefully it won't. Hopefully consciousness is at the level that, you know, we're not going to go through something like that, but humans still need to eat. And we still have food coming in, and people still are on food stamps and on unemployment, but they're not making preparations for, you know, when that day ends. When there's no more extensions, when there's no more money they can borrow from the bank, when there are no more jobs, and more jobs will continue to take flight from Oregon based on some of these new measures that have passed, 66 and 67. So it's an interesting time to be a Oregonian. A state with so much promise. A state where I wish I just had enough gas money or funds to travel outside of what feels to be this concentration camp of Portland, Oregon. But I know that no one out there is going to be able to rescue me. I'm going to have to rescue myself. No one out there ever prompted me to start doing Outside the Box TV. I did it. And people still criticize the fact that I have a show. So people go, you've got to be paid by someone to have a studio, but they don't understand what Access TV is. And I explain the process of how even them, they can do a show like that if they live in a city where a resource like that exists. That we can actually speak our mind without being assassinated. There actually are a lot of us. Like, things like that really do matter to me. Having those soapboxes out there for people with a voice, with a perspective they want to share with the world that's different than the mainstream media. And so no one supported me on that mission when I had decided to speak out and start talking about these things in 2005. And there's still a lot of people out there that aren't into the show because they already have their big enchilada. They already have Alex Jones, and they don't need any other perspectives outside of that particular paradigm, outside of that particular box, which is fine. But the reality is no one helped me when I started doing that, and I should stop expecting something to get dropped in my lap. But I'm just trying to figure out how else am I going to, being totally in the red, get out of this densely populated city when the time arrives. There was one person that offered to work with me in terms of some of these areas in the direction of preparedness, but this person lived 5 hours away in Forks, Washington, in fact, the Twilight town. For those of you that have heard about this film, Twilight, actually happens to be the town where it's set, although it was filmed in Portland and some other places, and a little bit in Twilight, but in Forks, rather. Very, very green. One of the greenest parts of the Northwest. The farthest most point of Washington. But it's just too far. 6 hours, maybe one way, 5 to 6 hours. And in an emergency, you need to multiply that by a couple of days, adding traffic and whatnot. And it's not like there are back roads to get from Portland to the farthest point of Northwest Washington if something were to happen. And so there was that one particular offer, but still yet to this day, nothing from Central Oregon has manifested. And then, of course, there's my audience in Portland that don't understand why I'm making these plans. They think it's extreme. They think it's radical for me to be talking about things like this, practical things like this, personal solutions like getting prepared, working together, having stuff buried, you know, learning how to grow food, things of that nature. But there's a lot of people out there that would rather spend their time fighting instead of talking about the things that matter. And it's more than just being afraid. It's about trying to be dependent from the grid. This is something that a lot of us want. Again, I'm on the internet right now, but I'm using Comcast to come to you. The same Comcast that's trying to kill Access TV. There's no other place other than Access TV we're going to hear more black voices and faces speak about the issues that matter to them and their community. And for those of you that do live in Portland and are familiar with Access TV, you understand the amount of diversity that's there. Some of you just listen to conspiracy talk radio, and so you're, in a way, just stuck into that paradigm, and who's COINTELPRO, and who's the enemy, and I'm so scared I'm going to urinate and poop in my pants. Oh, let's spend all day making websites, creating more hate and division and infighting. We're not provocateurs, but we're sure going to act like one. And just make up things just because we're suspicious. Suspicious of someone because he's dark-skinned, because he's half Afghan, because he's saying that 9/11 was an inside job, even though I can't fully prove who was behind it. I know there's something wrong going on. I believe that we're more powerful as humans than what most of us are aware of. And talk like this scares some people. I've realized when you start talking about unity and community and rising above the consciousness of a slave, believing in yourself, that's when the attacks really come out because you're threatening the battle energy they want to create in the chat rooms and the other forums. And it happens in real life, too. It usually happens more in the chat rooms because usually when people are face-to-face, they act a little bit more mature. They don't completely embarrass themselves and spit all over themselves. That's why I've never had anyone come up with these type of allegations in the flesh, because in the flesh you can debate them. You can make eye contact with them. You can talk back to them. But when they're in their mommy's basement blogging away, you'll never get to see them, and they'll never get to see you. They'll never know what it's like to have coffee with you at a weekly meetup to make eye contact and talk about the issues that are real, that affect us all. They only know what they've been doing all this time. And most people aren't even woken up yet, even though they're listening to information about the New World Order and they're researching things like the Council on Foreign Relations or even the CMP or the Bilderberg Group. They think they're awakening to something by just focusing all their energy on these groups. But I find myself wanting to be more focused on how do I become more powerful now and believe more in myself and my ability to affect real change. Because if you just focus on what they're doing and how they're hurting you, in a way you kind of, I hate to say this, kind of do give them more power. Kind of put them up on a pedestal. And you just got to realize that, you know, if you don't want to be a slave and you don't want to be underneath their control, you got to believe in yourself and you got to be able to trust some people. If you think everybody's out to get you, you think everything's a conspiracy, I can't help you. I just can't help you. 866-841-1065. Hope to talk to some of you in just a few. Back. I apologize for getting sidetracked. I go in the chat room sometimes because there are no callers sometimes, and I love to interact with the audience. Sometimes it's just upsetting that there's not enough positive support for those of you out there going, hey, I'm listening. I'm not totally, like, trying to cause infighting. You should become a part of the conversation instead of being a silent observer. It helps. It truly helps. With that, let's go ahead and go to the phone call. It looks like it's probably Mo. Hello, sir.
How you doing, my friends? How are you? Can you hear me good?
Oh, yeah. Loud and clear.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my call. Yeah, I mean, as I'm sure you are aware, the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Republic of Iran is coming within the next 9 to 10 days. And the situation in Iran is very tense. Because these people are not Muslim, because Muslim will not kill Muslims or hang or rape or, you know, execute other Muslims for any reasons. And most of them are prisoners in Iran. They were killed over 4 million they have mass graves in Iran. So basically, Iranian must unite and end the regime, or they will have to face the strike of Israel, and if then 50 million Iranian dies, then that would be the case. I mean, but if they go united, even if this regime killed 1 million Iranian, so what? 1 million is better than 50 million. I mean, even if 2 million is better than 50. But it's, again, up to Iranian right now to make that call. It's up to them, because now they know the truth. These people are not Muslims who rule them, because Muhammad never says kill anybody else. Muhammad of Mecca, but unfortunately they killed him in Mecca. And then they went, the followers of Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, they went to Medina, and then they put another person instead of Muhammad and said he's Muhammad. Then he had heard the military wars. We know that. So basically the truth is out there. People, all the Muslims, they should wake up and smell the coffee. They have been deceived by, wrong Muhammad, imposter of the Medina. So basically, follow the right Muhammad of Mecca. And the verses in the Quran is Medina and Mecca. And Mr. Arman is one of the person who wrote a book, Mission for Muhammad and Islam. Please buy this book. It's coming soon into the eBay and everywhere else. And then people can find out the truth for themselves. And that's what I want to say.
Well, that's cool. Thank you very much. Definitely. A lot of.
And you have great show. Go ahead.
I don't have anything to say, but we are wrapping up the show here in about 6 minutes. Well, yeah, thank you, Mo.
Yeah, thank you very much. Great show. Keep it up. And I hope you got my email too, right?
No, but go ahead and try to send it again. And if people are trying to email me, who knows if I'm getting all the emails or not. It's always hard to say, but definitely I get a lot of spam too. I get a lot of emails. Couple things before we leave. P.O. Box. I rarely mention the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 12743, Portland, Oregon 97212. There are some people that have found this show and have asked to come on the show as a guest. And so if I can find another radio network to be doing a show daily on, we can go ahead and definitely start booking some of those guests. But, again, the mailing address is P.O. Box 12743, Portland, Oregon 97212. And, of course, there is a donate link if you would like to do so over at the website alexhansery.com. For the video reports, again, it's youtube.com/AlexHansery, AlexHansery. And I recommend you check out Outside the Box, number 235 from the other night. And I did a lot of Mail and Street interviews. Unlike Mark Dice, though, I'm not editing it to make everyone look retarded. I actually got the talking points in order from just about every single person that I came across. And so that's the difference between this video and his video. So it's a lot less sensational and a lot less entertaining. And it's a lot more raw. It is what it is. You get an idea of where people are at when you conduct a real poll like that on the streets. And you get a real vibe. It was like I was taking the pulse of Portland. And that was on Hawthorne Street. The next one's going to have to be done somewhere else, like Northwest 23rd or maybe downtown. A whole different environment. And to capture all the responses, even people blatantly walking away, all on camera. So the audience gets to see exactly what it's like. Sometimes, though, you end up with a little bit of hope. We were very, very surprised. We were surprised, me and my camera guy, David, to see how many people were stopping by and talking about some of the stuff. And some people just wouldn't stop talking. They just keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going. Couple other things I want to mention before we go out tonight. The meetup, the weekly meetup that I do in Portland, for those that are listening in Portland, is going to be at the coffee shop. I don't know the name, but it's just it's just right of the Trader Joe's in the Hollywood District. That's the Hollywood District, Northeast Portland. We're going to be meeting just right of the Trader Joe's grocery store. And we met at 41st and Division Molino's last week, but a very small coffee shop. We're not going to be back this week, but that's the coffee shop you see in the background where we taped the last show from, outside the box, 235. 236 is also available on YouTube. In the meantime, we'll be back next week. Hopefully, I'll be able to find another radio network. Again, if you want to give me your comments or emails on what you think about the Liberty News Radio Network, if you think it's something that's worth it or not worth it to go and do a daily show on, you know, definitely send me your opinions to alex_answery@hotmail.com. alex_answery@hotmail.com. Let's go ahead and mention a couple other websites before we close up shop and Oracle Unleashed gets kicked off. Google to enlist NSA for cybersecurity. So there's a number of reports with Google this week in the news, not only Google getting kicked out of China, but Google to enlist the NSA for cybersecurity. Here's another one. United States may say it may kill Americans abroad in a strike admission from the Obama administration's top intelligence officer. He announced Wednesday that the United States may target its own citizens abroad for death if it believes they are associated, if it believes they are associated with terrorist groups. And it goes on and on and on. Lots of bad news. Soros urges China to bend ties with the U.S. to maintain the world order. Obama says U.S. must address currency rates. U.S. may lose 824,000 jobs as employment data revised. So many different headlines, and we'll talk about more headlines next week when I'm back at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Wish me luck this upcoming week. A lot of things changing, but hopefully you'll hear more of me, more from me, online in the near future, once we get things worked out. I hope you guys have a good week. I know a lot of you are facing enormous challenges out there. That's why I encourage you to call in and share from the heart. We haven't yet got to the point yet where people are talking less about the New World Order and sharing more from the heart. I don't know how long it's going to take for people to realize that Alex Hanser actually cares about those things, cares about how you're doing. If you want to talk about just major challenges you're facing with your family as a result of the economic difficulties, you know, I want you to call in and talk about that. There's a lot of shows that just focus on the news but aren't connecting with the heart aspect of all this. There's a lot of people out there, as I said earlier, that just infiltrate chat rooms and do nothing but attack. They'll pick one thing and they'll just go with it until I react to them, and that's part of their game plan. So I encourage you to be a part of the show, to make phone calls, and share with what's going on with you, because definitely I'm more concerned with things like that than reading more horrible news about what's going on in the world. At least if we make a connection on one level, it makes me feel good for the week. If I inspired you or said something that made you think. And with that, that's time for Oracle Unleashed. Good night, everyone.